Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents from Franklin, Mass. It is Friday, September 9. So it's 9-9. Into the third month of the third quarter, getting to the end of the year. Lots of things happening as usual. Yesterday, September 8th, was a state primary election in Massachusetts. There were a majority of uncontested races with either a single candidate running for a single party or just one candidate running for one party and nobody even on the other side. Never mind having two candidates in the same party running for the same position. And as a result, the turnout was rather dismal. Most of the local areas were in a 2-4% range. Franklin had 4%. According to my numbers, going back to 2004, this was the lowest turnout for a state primary election. We didn't even break 1,000 voters. Most of the others, at least in the every 2 year time periods for the state primaries, were 2,200 or a high of, I think, of offhand was like 4,400. Obviously, there were some contested races to drive those numbers, but no contested races. And you only get, I think, 871 voters turned out, just about 4% of Franklin. Dismal, yes, but at least democracy is working. Because there was no contest, because there was no significant issue, less turnout. It's still fair. It just gives an opportunity. So if somebody really wanted to do, you know, a write-in campaign and be stealthy about it, this would be the kind of opportunity you could really spring that surprise on somebody. If you had some decent stealth marketing, you know, get a designated group, devoted group, behind a particular cause or candidate, with less than 1,000 voters showing up, you could truly spring a surprise. And is that democracy working? Yes. At its best? Probably not. But at least it's working. And because it's a primary, the results, while they matter for the individual contested races, they really don't matter that much. You can play whichever way you will, but the real election comes up in November. So it's going to be interesting to see, obviously, with the presidential election on its way. The election turnout in November will be fairly large for Franklin. We tend to hit into the 90% range when we get a presidential election, as opposed to 80% for a regular state, like governor election, sometimes even 60% for that. 40% turnout for a Franklin election around an override or vote regarding significant money. But even 40%, that's still not that great. But it's better than the general election when Franklin every 2 years selects its town council and school committees. We generally only get about a 20% turnout. And even that 20% is certainly significantly better than the 4% state primary. Again, no contest, no issues, no turnout. That's the way it goes. So that's on one side of the things. The weather today is a little interesting. It's certainly humid. Hurricane and then tropical storm Hermine had come up the coast and then stalled off the coast, and it's just kind of dissipated. And then all of a sudden today we're getting back into the 90 degree Fahrenheit weather. Okay, all right, whatever. Completed my walk this morning before going into, quote, my home office and getting to work. And we had a bit of a sun shower, a little bit of fresh rain. Did not thoroughly get wet, so it did not matter much, but it was interesting to see come down. So those are a couple of things that's going on this time, this Friday, this September. What's going on in your neck of the woods? Drop me a line. Come back with a tweet. Come back with a comment. Multiple ways to do that. I encourage all methods as long as you reach out. So until next time, take care, be well, and we'll catch you next time. Steve Sherlock again for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass.